I'm Roberta Schultz. Kentucky Reads, All the King's Men, is the latest project from Kentucky Humanities, with funding from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation and the National Endowment for the Humanities. Communities will use Robert Penn Warren's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel to guide a statewide conversation on contemporary populism and political discourse, and their relationship to journalism. A series of Kentucky Reads discussions are scheduled across the Commonwealth in 5 cities: Bowling Green, Highland Heights, Lexington, Louisville, and Paducah. Each of these discussions will include a unique panel made up of a public official, a scholar, and a journalist who will participate in a moderated conversation of how Warren's novel depicts the role of rural journalism and media in politics. A special focus of each panel will be to discuss how journalism is critical to creating an informed populace and preserving democracy. If you haven't yet read All the King's Men itself, now is the time. And if you want a guidebook to help you examine Warren's structure, theme, and rhetoric along the way, Jonathan S. Collick's 2018 publication from University Press of Kentucky will help you get the most from your reading. Robert Penn Warren's All the King's Men, A Reader's Companion, authored by Collick, who is himself a Warren scholar, packs plenty of analysis and background into its slim 91 pages of text and accompanying appendices of notes and discussion questions. Collick describes the process he used for getting statewide reader feedback on Warren's political novel from judges, newspaper editors, former governors, and university presidents, in the following quote from the preface. "I sent out more than 70 invitations to individuals in all 3 branches of Kentucky government and in balanced numbers across the political aisle, including office holders at the highest level, as well as to journalists and university presidents," end quote. Collick's questionnaire included these questions. 1. When and why did you read All the King's Men? Was it an assignment in high school or college? Did you read it on your own? 2. What are your general thoughts about All the King's Men? Is your impression of the novel favorable or unfavorable? 3. How do you think All the King's Men is relevant to Kentucky and our nation today? Do you think there are lessons government officials and citizens could learn from All the King's Men? While Warren himself called his novel an old drama of power and ethics, Collick points out that it is a new drama, too, given that the old drama is now so portable through social media and can speak so many languages and travel to many countries. In the preface, Collick briefly describes that the old drama is one in which a man, it's usually a man, who craves power, who develops the charisma to draw people to himself, and who develops the skill with language to seduce them. That story does not have a boundary. The story of we the people, who lack something that he and only he can supply, we who have something within ourselves that feels so wounded that only he can heal it, is not a story limited by time or place." End quote. Within The Reader's Companion, Collick provides a synopsis of the novel, a brief biography of Warren and his work, some analyses of the various films and plays based on All the King's Men, along with the reader responses he gathers from the aforementioned invitation. In Chapter 3, there are discussions of the book's role in political and popular culture, as in the title of All the President's Men, which rewords the line from Humpty Dumpty to address the Watergate investigation. In Chapter 5, Collick weaves the reader responses to his 3 questions into a discussion of impressions of the novel today. But perhaps the most effective chapters for me are Chapters 6 and 7, which delve into how Warren constructs his story to read through the flashback told by Jack Burden, the journalist turned political aide, how that story is told directly to you, the reader, and how the rhetoric of the populist demagogue gains power by appealing to prejudices and emotions. As Colic points out several times during his discussion, the weapon of the demagogue is language, and the only defense against it is a well-informed populace. In Chapter 10, aptly entitled Putting Humpty Dumpty Back Together Again, Colic discusses the citizen's role in making demagoguery possible. It is a chapter that I needed to read right now, as I attempt to live my life in a responsible way. He urges the citizen to seek candidates that will improve their minds, who will challenge them to consider new information, and who will ask them to think critically. As a former high school language arts teacher, I feel that most of what I tried to teach boiled down to critical thinking. It pains me to read and hear words of many government officials when they defy the rules of logic, reason, and rhetoric. Colic's final chapters call for learning how rhetoric is used for persuasion and for making sure that these techniques continue to be taught in our schools. You will get the chance to witness one of those Kentucky Reads community forums on September 13 from 7 to 9 p.m. at Northern Kentucky University, when Jonathan Colic will deliver a keynote address about his companion reader at the Otto M. Buttig Theater. There will also be a panel consisting of a scholar, Dr. Colic, a former government official, Trey Grayson, and a journalist, Judith Klebes. The forum is free and open to the public with RSVP registration through eventbrite.com and is presented through the Scripps Howard Center for Civic Engagement. For a link to Robert Penn Warren's All the King's Men, A Reader's Companion by NKU professor and Warren scholar Jonathan C. Colic, go to wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.